At first glance, the Chihuahuan Desert seems deserted, mostly sand spotted with mesquite and soap tree yucca. But it's actually home to lots of wildlife. Coyotes, javelina,
mountain lion, kit foxes, and even endangered species like the Mexican gray wolf.
Lakin Jordahl is with the Center for Biological Diversity.
All sorts of animals have evolved for millennia untold to migrate freely through the desert. And now we have this really landscape-scale obstruction that will stop all species in their tracks.
Jordahl stands in front of that so-called obstruction, a newly built bollard-style wall. 18-foot-high, rust-colored columns divide the U.S. from Mexico. They replaced vehicle barriers, which are waist-high, X-shaped barricades.
The vehicle barrier before did not stop the migrations of wildlife. I mean, this is just far more substantial, far more significant.
Debates continue over extending the border wall, but here in southern New Mexico, new barriers have already been built. Construction was completed last November on 20 miles of bollard wall near the Santa Teresa port of entry. Conservationists like Jordahl are concerned about the impact of, as he puts it, cutting an ecosystem in two.
To think we could do something like this free of significant environmental consequences, it's delusional. We're fundamentally changing the landscape here.
For one, he says, it can put endangered species like the Mexican gray wolf at even greater risk of extinction.
There's only about 150 of them left in existence, and they have two isolated populations, one in northern Mexico and one in New Mexico and Arizona. The recovery of the wolf, in a lot of ways, hinges on those two populations reconnecting.
If a wolf migrating north hits a steel barrier, he says, it might be forced to turn around.
And that would axe its chances of finding food, finding water, and finding a mate.
The wall could also impact vegetation, since javelina helps spread plant seeds.
They actually disperse seeds in their scat.
And it could mess with predator-prey relationships. Jordahl says the wall gives birds an unnaturally high perch and an unfair advantage to pick off small reptiles and rodents. Jordahl isn't the only one raising concerns. More than 2,700 scientists signed on to a 2018 paper outlining the harm Trump's proposed border wall would cause to some of the continent's most biologically diverse regions, and calling for the administration to rethink its approach to border security.
There's a lot of silly semantics going on in the national debate over whether it's a wall or fence. From our perspective, if it's a big structure that prevents the passage of wildlife, it's a wall.
Kevin Bixby is with the Southwest Environmental Center, which is based in Las Cruces. He sits in his office in front of a large fish tank where a long-nosed gar swims back and forth. Bixby says we may never fully understand the environmental impact of the wall, since the government doesn't have to conduct any environmental impact studies. That's because of something called the Real ID Act.
In 2005, Congress gave the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security the authority to waive any federal, state, or local law deemed necessary to expedite construction of the border wall.
The government can bypass laws that normally come into play during a big construction project, like the Clean Water and Endangered Species Acts.
Normally, they would have to look at the impacts on wildlife, they would look at the impacts on air, on water, on hydrology, impacts to Native American grave sites, cultural sites.
But that didn't happen with the new wall in Santa Teresa. The Center for Biological Diversity is actually challenging the government in court, arguing that the waiver authority expired years ago. A spokesperson for Customs and Border Protection said the agency can't comment on pending litigation. The CBP website says the new bollard wall meets the need for additional border infrastructure in the area, and that, quote, concerns regarding the environment have been and are constantly being addressed during the process, end quote. Meanwhile, some local lawmakers want to prevent further construction. Las Cruces Representative Angelica Rubio introduced a bill that would ban border wall construction on state land.
It also includes legislation that would prohibit New Mexico from doing business with businesses who are part of the building of the border wall.
Rubio says she's concerned about the risks a border wall poses to both humans and wildlife. For his part, Kevin Bixby says he understands there are more concerns than just conservation.
I know some people will think, well, that's too bad for the wildlife, but national security is more important. And if we really were facing that choice, I might agree with them. If there was an existential threat to the country and the only solution was to wall off our southern border, I might concede that argument.
But in his view, at least, that isn't the case. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.